505 Uncut. We back.
Live.
We back. It's been a while.
Not live.
Right. Been a while.
Yeah. We got Adrian and Rachel here with their foundation.
Special guests.
Yeah. Yes. Special guests. But what is the name of the foundation again?
It's called Lifestyle Fitness.
Lifestyle.
Yeah.
I was going to say Sick Life. I don't know why.
Sick Life. This isn't a condom company, dope. Right? Not Lifestyle, the condom company?
No.
Just making sure.
No, not like. No, not that.
It's just a side gig.
But it kind of is company. The same, because you guys are promoting like preventive.
Exactly. Healthcare.
Healthcare.
Yeah, there but in not sexual healthcare.
Yeah.
Hey, if we can get the Lifestyle company to sponsor you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be dope. Big.
That would, but our target audience is youth, so like
what the youth dude, man? Yeah. Girls get pregnant at 13, 14.
We're targeting 8-year-olds and 9-year-olds up to 15 around.
Tell us a little bit about your foundation, brother. What is it all about?
Do you want to hear the beginnings of how it started?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, however you want to tell me.
So it started in early 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not originally meant to be a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
I was a trainer, and I was training out of my old coach's gym, football coach. He owned a team. I played with him for years. And then he offered me, he's like, hey, you want to start a gym together?
So you were training football?
No, I was playing football.
Oop. It's falling.
Oop.
I'm gonna tighten it.
Just remember to keep it like good there.
Okay. So I was playing for him as a football player.
Oh, okay.
And then I had my own, I was a personal trainer.
Oh, personal trainer.
Yeah.
Like for fitness,
for regular, for
yeah, losing
for
weight,
health,
gaining
losing
muscle,
weight, yeah,
all that stuff.
General health.
Yeah.
But I said, no, I'm not ready for it. You know, I'm just a trainer. I'm not trying to get my life into a big mess with business and stuff like that. And then I didn't have any purpose to my life.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And then I fell in love with training as I got more clients and as I helped more people. And they say, you know what, let's start this. Like, let's do this. So we started a business plan, a game plan. We brought in somebody else that used to be a teammate that was a trainer also.
Yeah.
And then he's like, what do you guys think about going the nonprofit way? And I said, I don't know. That sounds like a good idea. Like, I like helping people. I like helping kids just in general. So we went with that. We got our own facility. After a while, he stopped making his share of the payments on the facility. I started to pay out of my credit card.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing.
I know. I just didn't want it to.
You didn't
want to
lose it.
I didn't want to lose it. So eventually my credit card started getting too high.
Yeah.
So I was on my own at that point.
Yeah.
So I partnered with another gym, Stretch. We had Stretch Strength and Fitness. It's on San Mateo and Copper. It's a local gym. So he came. So we met. I was trying to buy equipment for my facility, and he had one for sale, a piece of equipment. And then he's like, hey, I do kind of the same thing, but he's a for-profit, right? But he helps the community, has very good rates for his for the members and people like that. It's a community type of family gym.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, we have the same goals, same vision, but I'm not non-profit, you're for-profit. So we got together. I stayed with him for about a year and a half. Business wise, it just wasn't working out. I still train as a trainer, not as a business partner. So I've been doing it on my own for a year and a half. It's been hard because you can't really have a nonprofit on your own. So I had step in board members, like my uncle was my advisor, and then I had a disabled representative. And then I had another person helping me out too. They were just step ins for my board. They weren't really doing anything.
Yeah.
Just to meet the legal qualifications for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found Rachel as a regular client. She was she was a client, a referral from one of her friends.
Mm. Is that how you guys met?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we trained for a little bit. She liked the business that I was running, trying to run the best I could. And then she decided to help. So she wanted to really help because she believed in the vision. And she became a very important integrated role.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the business. And then with her help, we finally built a team of 6 people, 7 people, like those legitimate people that help us. So, and now we're finally like getting off the ground. And
really?
We're finally,
it's going well?
It's going fast. Yeah. Like really fast. And
so what exactly does the foundation do?
What we do is, we use education, mentorship, physical and mental health as a platform to help marginalized communities.
Yeah.
So at first I was by myself, right? But I wanted to be like the mecca of all marginalized community for preventative health. But I needed to focus on one group
because
I was spreading myself way too thin.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been confusing the people I was trying to reach out to. So with my secretary now, he said, we just got to focus on one thing and let's hammer that away and then we can expand.
Yeah.
So right now we're focusing on inclusivity for disabled individuals,
mm-hmm.
Youth primarily, with able-bodied youth. So that's what we're trying to do, to include them in like sports or in just the gym and staying healthy and mentorship.
Being physically active.
Physically mm-hmm. active, yeah.
That's awesome.
And I think, education. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, because there's a lot of youth now these days that are just...
going down the wrong path.
Oh, they're only good for using their thumbs
mm-hmm.
on the video games, and that's about it. And that's sad.
Yeah.
Like back when we were young, maybe even you, we used to go out and ride our bikes.
Oh, yeah,
and,
of course, for sure.
You know what I mean? And, man, I remember... like riding your bike, could you put your feet on the handlebars and lay back like that and do all those tricks and stuff when you're young?
Yeah, stuff like that.
The
yeah.
kids don't know nothing about that. You don't mm-hmm. ever see kids riding bikes or going to the park no. or and any
you,
of that.
And if you couldn't do it right away, you practice until you
practice yeah. until you could.
And you had all kinds of battle scars,
yeah,
scrapes and bruises, and yeah.
Matter of fact, I have at the event, I have a raffle going for a BMX bike.
Oh, nice!
Because I used to ride. Just dabble in it. I wasn't like taking it too serious.
Yeah.
BMX bike, and yeah. I spent a bunch of money on it, and I don't use it anymore. And I don't. It's in almost brand new condition.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm raffling that off.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
It's just awesome because you have a really good heart, bro. And just talking to you, you can tell you have a real good heart, and just your motivation and your inspiration to like help this youth and get your foundation going is really awesome, dude. A lot of people won't put that much time into doing anything like that, especially into the community or helping, you know, if they're not getting nothing out of it. You know what I mean? And that's just a really awesome little foundation story.
That's kind of why I got involved in the first place, because of what you said, his heart.
He's,
his inspiration and his determination was very
intriguing. Real positive aura.
Very positive.
And, like, I see kids around Walmart or neighborhoods and you see like poor kids compared to kids that are well off, and man, it just breaks your heart sometimes to see kids that don't have what other kids have, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And to see kids that can't do stuff that other kids can do, say like cliffs, movies, or and to have somebody like you guys that will be there to help somebody is just
yep.
awesome. To have the let them know that there's someone that's out there that they can reach out,
mm-hmm.
call, you know, and get it going to get their lives on a better path.
So if somebody's listening to this, tell me how can they get a hold of you?
They can go to my website. It's real simple. It's spelt a little differently, but it's www.lifestylefitness.org. It's LYFSTYL fitness. org.
All right. Yeah, we'll put a link in the description for sure.
Yes, okay, link cool. in the description, yeah.
Yeah, or Facebook or Instagram, those are the best ways. And it's just you just have to look up lifestyle.
Yeah, for sure. Just give us your handles and we'll put them on there.
Okay, cool.
So Abe, you were saying about like you doing football and obviously you like to train,
mm-hmm.
Weightlift. What's your favorite thing? Cardio, weightlifting?
No, not
all
cardio.
The above.
So, nobody likes cardio.
Yeah.
It has to be weightlifting. That's how I got into it, weightlifting.
Yeah.
So I used to be, my mentality with the gym, like weightlifting, was actually my best friend. His name is Martin. He got me into lifting, and then that got me into training, and it's kind of just snowballed.
Yeah.
But my mentality about lifting was like, it's boring. You just pick stuff up and put it down. Like, it's not.
There's like the commercial?
Yeah, exactly.
I pick things up and put them down.
The old Planet Fitness commercial. Yeah. That's what I thought it was. And it's really not it. It's so complicated and it's like a whole other world.
The correct form makes a huge difference. And it's just, not just picking things up.
It's like a science. It's crazy.
A lot of discipline.
It's what I learned for sure. And I was mostly athletic. Like I wanted to do athletic stuff because I was in football for 11 years. So I wanted to, you know, performance-based exercise. I didn't know about the realm of, like, hypertrophy, which is building muscle and just strength in general. I just wanted to be able to jump high, hit hard, and
be fast.
Yeah.
And I always was fast, and I always could jump. But I was just, like, skinny fat.
Yeah.
A little bit skinnier. So I was just a little skinny guy. But I was fast, and I was athletic, but...
You want to put
taking hits on the field is not the same when you're 150 pounds to when you're 190. Yeah.
That's one thing. I shared a story with Daniel. I played high school for till my sophomore year, but I was just too damn small. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, when you have to line up and you run with the ball and the other guy tackles you and then you switch lines and go back and then you know. Mm-hmm. I always got stuck with this dude. They call him Crispy. And he was all big old monster. He was all roided up at the time, too. This is like in the early 90s, probably late 90s. And
dang, doing roids as a teenager? Dude,
I was hitting him. That can't be good. Sounded like he felt like a damn refrigerator, bro. Yeah. My body would hurt so bad. And I probably had a concussion half the time because now that all this like stuff comes out, you're like, oh, yeah, I had that experience. I'd be all tunnel vision, all trying to go back to the line, all dizzy.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy how if you're small, your body can't handle it. It can't keep up.
And after a while, like my memory starts to go because of all the hits you take. Like it's hard for me to articulate words like I used to. And it's just, I don't think it's because of age. I think it's because of getting hit so many times.
Getting damaged, yeah. The damage. You feel it.
Yeah, I can't play any. I can play like I want to. Physically I can, everything. But this, like the business is just...
It
might be a blessing in disguise too. Mm-hmm.
Even like boxers, football players.
Oh yeah, anything you get hit in the head, yeah,
you're done. Me and Daniel always get a question thrown at us every time we go to a gym or something.
Yeah,
they ask us how do we get our pecs to go all the way around to our back like that. Oh, okay. We don't
have, like that.
I wouldn't have an answer for it.
Those are called Twinkies and Ding Dongs.
Yeah.
Man,
he sleep eats.
Man, yeah, I'm like a zombie at night.
Yeah, he'll wake up in the middle of the night, all sleeping. He'll go to the fridge. Tara was telling us that she heard M&M's getting thrown all over the floor and everything.
On the hardwood.
Yeah. But I did switch from Cokes to zero calorie sparkly water. So you hear sparkly water's getting downed in the middle of the night. So I'm not putting no calories. Just,
So you're going to have an event soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that so that way everybody
big event coming up.
Yeah, it's a pretty big event. So it's not like a big as far as the area. It's not a very big event. Like it's decent size, but it's nothing like the car show. It's not that big.
But it's good for you guys, though.
That's it. Yeah. Oh, we have, I think, almost as many vendors in that little area.
I think that's huge.
Yeah, and we actually have live music there. We have a few bands. We have a beer garden there for people that want to hang out and drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have 16 vendors. 15. No, I think we expanded because we did the measurements and we could fit more.
We have 17 right now.
Nice. Yeah, we have 17 different vendors. Three food trucks. One's an ice cream truck.
And the place is called Alfa Roma?
Yeah, it's called El Cuervo Bed and Breakfast.
701 Roma.
Yeah, Stephanie, the owner, and Brad, they were kind enough to let us use.
That's awesome.
What's the date?
July 10th, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay,
about a couple of weeks, guys.
Yeah.
We'll definitely be there.
All right, yeah, July 10th. Awesome.
Yeah.
And we're doing some raffles there. We're doing two raffles there, and... Robert Sotella, he's been a huge help, a benefactor for us with our events. He's amazing. He has a Robert Sotella Foundation. He helps people that are in need. He helped us, and he's going to try to get together an after party there. He's going to try to sell out her rooms so we don't have to worry about her guests. Oh, and cool. Then we're going to have like an after party.
Waffles and bacon.
Bands, yeah. waffles and maybe
chicken
yeah.
and waffles and bacon.
Chicken.
But it has to be turkey bacon. I'm on a cholesterol diet.
But you're eating M&M's. Yeah.
That was before I got cut off of those. Though yeah. They're almonds now.
They're almonds. Still chocolate covered though. No.
We are also going to have face painting and
face painting for the kids. And a planting garden for the kids. A local flower shop is going to teach kids how to paint and paint their little pottery and plant. And then,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and how to grow and nurture
the plants be great. And stuff.
Yeah. Some of the parents are at the bear garden. The kids are over there doing
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
The kids are at the flower garden and the parents are at the beer garden. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Drawing on their cups.
Yeah.
My name.
Yeah, same thing almost.
Yeah, but that's awesome, guys. Yeah. I mean, just a step forward, and you guys putting an event like this together is a big deal, and you guys are moving like forward and something to something big.
Yeah, it's happening so fast. It's
and a lot of people are gonna hear word of mouth, and they're gonna be hitting you guys up. Watch, mm-hmm. you know.
I hope so. It's a service base. I wish I had the money and the capital to give. To give like materialistic things that kids need, like shoes and stuff. But
well, maybe one day you can.
Maybe you can.
Yeah.
One thing
this
I want to just
one step at a time.
One thing I want to really offer, because I've always valued education, so I want to educate. You know, kids. That's what they need. If they're educated and they're healthy, they're gonna want to do what they want. They're gonna want
to
do.
Yeah. It sets them up to be able to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's my general ultimate goal right there.
And that's all kids need is a positive influence, you know, someone that can show them a way, a good way,
mm-hmm.
go down a good path, you know what I mean, and make something of themselves.
Yeah.
It's just so heartbreaking when you hear of, 13 to 20-year-olds getting killed or dead or mm-hmm. not even getting a chance at life, you know, because they chose a wrong path.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's exactly
what
we're trying to do.
And that just comes back to, like, that's awesome that you guys are out there and reached out and are there for people that need help, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Cause there is a lot of people in our city that need help.
This is hard getting them to accept
There's kids every night that don't even eat at all. You know, mm-hmm. they go to bed
hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And then meanwhile, you know, other kids are like, oh, I don't like that. Or I'm going to throw this away. It's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. For real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I only want McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
There's literally kids out there that will only eat McDonald's.
Yeah.
Mom,
and their parents do it. And their parents do it for
seriously though.
their parents do it. It's awful. Sorry. It's about educating the parents too, not just the kids.
Oh, yeah. Some parents need to be taught too.
Even though they're probably not gonna listen, but still.
No, it's hard to try to help a parent be a parent.
Yeah.
Can't even teach an old dog new tricks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's a struggle, but we're trying to figure out how to get, because I have time right now, and I want to get kids, like I'm trying to get kids, but kids can't, their parents don't want to bring their kids to something that's completely free.
Yeah.
So it's hard, like I have connections with people that can provide the kids, but the kids they don't come, so it's hard. For them, it's one thing to have the platform for kids, but it's another thing to get them to come, even though it's free.
So let me ask you this: when you're doing your thing, a kid will come out to you. What exactly do you guys do? What kind of activities do you guys?
So I have my program is called the Uplift Program.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a play on words. Up is an acronym for underprivileged,
uh-huh.
and then Lift is for like lifting.
Yeah,
like lifting the gym, that kind of stuff, and then uplift together, like we're uplifting. So I do it to that one.
Yeah.
So we're uplifting the kids through the program. So it's kind of a play on words, but the first part of the program, I spend 15 minutes mentoring them, talking about how their home life is, their social life, things like that. Because I don't want to be just to send your kids here, you throw a ball a couple times for 30 minutes, and then you're out. Yeah. I want to like educate and mentor them. So it'll be about their struggles at home, their struggles, social life with friends, things like that. And then at the same time, they build camaraderie with the other kids and they have people to talk to. And then we go into activity time, 30 minutes. So we'll go into a structured plan of either how to like how to provide, how to learn how to balance things, because we have to start off on a scale.
Mm-hmm.
The accreditation I got is called NASM.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I got my personal training and all of my other education. They have a model called OPT model, and you have to start from balance and functional movements first, and then you can start building up and going into lifting weights and doing this and this. So I believe in that model. So we will follow that model, teach them how to balance, make sure they're structurally sound. And then if they come into our other next program, the next season, we'll start building off of that. But the next 15 minutes, the last 15 minutes is what we learned, talking about what we learned. If they have any questions, or if they want to talk after, if they want to talk, they need help with
whatever,
with whatever that's going on in their life. And then it's three times a week. So we do it. We do it a couple days, because I want them to recover and reflect on themselves. And it's a 3-month program. We do it quarterly. So every 3 months, they could sign up again if they want. And then once I start getting more trainers to help me, we'll start building actual levels and structures to the program. Like I mentioned earlier, they want to learn more about performance instead of just balance and things like that. And then once I get the people to help me, it's hard because they want to get paid. You know, I understand mm-hmm. that. But once I start getting grants and sponsorships, I can make that happen.
Well, even still, if there's a trainer out there that just wants to do something good for the youth, I mean, it's a good thing.
Have some volunteers.
Well, it's hard, like, to get people that are, they value the education that they spent, you know, to give it to others for free when they charge like $50 an hour.
Yeah.
We're also looking to get our certification for suicide prevention as well, to help with the youth with suicide, because that's just been an upbring as well.
Yeah.
And then work with therapists and see if they can mm-hmm. be sort of like a go-to person.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah, we're trying to get our insurance, I don't know what you call it exactly, but insurance license to accept Medicaid and things like that. Accept insurances.
Yeah.
So it can pay for healthcare practitioners like nurse practitioners for psychological issues and things like that, because we want mental health to be a big part of it too, because I'm the physical part, and then the mentorship, you know, kind of helping you, somebody's there for you, mm-hmm. and then we want like an actual professional mental health license,
like a therapist.
So that's what one of our main goals is right now too, is getting to be able to have, because they charge upwards of $100 to $20 an hour, but we want that to be paid for by insurance to help these kids if they need it.
Which they should, to help out the youth.
Yeah.
You would think.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And their parents too, you know.
Yes.
If their parents need it to help them be better parents, then that resource will be there for free as long as they have insurance, you know, and not necessarily free, but it's just a resource.
Yeah,
because it's in conjunction with what I do.
Yes.
So it's a whole encompassing kind of kind of deal.
So with the whole COVID situation, everything sort of just skyrocketed with depression and
anxiety and things like that.
So, and then there's a lot of kids who don't really necessarily have parents or someone to look up to. So that's kind of a big thing that we're trying to get a grasp of also.
Yeah. There's a lot of that. A lot.
Yep, there sure is.
So what you do, you mentioned you were a bartender on your regular job.
Yeah, that's just a scrape by. To pay bills. And then all my other time is spent doing
the foundation.
For free. We haven't paid ourselves a dime yet, like nothing. Damn. I just put myself in debt.
And you got to deal with a bunch of old people.
Yeah, a bunch of old drunk people.
I work in a nursing home, I know.
You got a nursing home too.
Yeah. Trying to gamble their money away, all mad when they lose.
Well, awesome, guys. Brother, I know that you got to get out of here. You got to go out to work.
Yeah, I got to go over there.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
So we are starting in development another event. It's real quick. It's a charity dinner event. So we're going to use the Downs in the Crown Room, because the Crown Room is a really nice area. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's super classy in there, super nice.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get a menu together. We're going to have... we're trying to put together live or silent art auctions for local artists.
Oh, yeah.
To sell there. And then we're going to have just a, like around 30 to 50 people eating like a high class dinner in support of the foundation. And then
these we local know some artists too.
Yeah.
And some artists.
Awesome.
Perfect. We sure do. We could put you guys in contact.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
That's, yeah, all right, that's our next event. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
So thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it and really motivating, bro. I hope nothing but the best for you guys.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. We're here, yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. That's it for us.
Good day, summer nights. Summer nights.
As I want.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
505 Uncut, we out. Peace out. Oh, I did a 3 instead of 1. Peace.